So we never figured out the intro, so.
Intro? Well, if you produce something, that will be fun. Otherwise, you know, if you want to take something off any of those tapes from the day, like if you can find it, you can stay up late, you can do what you please. If you can find that, that'd be fun. Otherwise.
Or we have somebody audition their own version, some local musicians.
Yeah. Oh, you're wake. What was the other one? Let the Day Begin.
Yep, yeah. I got that one.
That was that's good.
We can use that or what I'm going to do right now.
What is that?
You'll see when he tells me hit it.
Hit it.
All right, Biatches, episode 2. The first one was just a taste. This one's going to be a taste and a half. Jake has killed himself. I'm sorry I have to open up that way. He has showed me, I know all young people think us old mofos don't know anything about technology. You're right. He showed me today something, what's that Facebook thing? I mean, that YouTube app you put on my phone?
YouTube Studio?
So you YouTube can Studio.
Yeah.
Tell.
So you can see all the comments. So everyone's been commenting. We've had a ton of really good feedback, and I put it on his phone so he can respond. So
he's trying to get to all of them, but a lot of good suggestions and a lot of good responses.
It's fun because I would have never seen anything like that. But it's heartwarming, people waiting for this show. So let me try and make a decent show. I know what most people are thinking at this day. Goddamn bills broke hearts. And I want to start the show by saying I used to try to be a tough guy on the radio show and say, you people that get all upset when they lose, it's just a TV show. What happens, happens. When tools and people used to say, if they don't go to the Super Bowl this year, it's the end. You know, I used to go, whatever happens, happens.
Well.
And I enjoy the season. Every week we have a ball.
Yeah.
Do we not?
We do, but.
But I have to admit, heartbroken.
It was depressing.
Depressed, everything, and I'm sure everybody else is, too.
We all watched it together, but Lucy was at Bar Bill, bub.
Well, how was that, Lucy? You're supposed to answer.
She forgot to unmute herself.
She didn't unmute.
What? Well, I'm unmuted right now.
Oh. How was Bar Bill?
It was good. It was fun. It was busy.
But how depressed at the end?
Very. I just immediately left.
Did people like, were there tears? Were there like, better luck next year? What was the overall vibe? Just like pure silence?
There was a few Broncos fans there. So I just like was hearing that. I actually was arguing with one and then I left.
And now everybody, to make things triple worse, the goddamn Patriots are getting a free trip to free trip to the Super Bowl. Because Denver is playing with a quarterback that's played one game, Jake?
I mean, I haven't looked into much. Yeah, you know, Belichick drafted him for Brady back in the day. And then he obviously stunk the bed and hasn't done anything since. But we'll see. How cool would it be if the Pats lose to a backup quarterback, though?
Well, that would be the most fun.
It's not going to happen.
Anything can happen any given Sunday. So. But, I mean, according to the New York newspapers that I read every day, they're calling it New England lucky bitches. I should have brought the paper in. New England lucky. They're getting a free trip to the Super Bowl, playing a backup quarterback to get in. Then there's a full-page story about McDermott getting the pipe unfairly. He didn't deserve it. It's, I don't know what everybody thinks, but most people think he didn't deserve it. What do you think, Willis?
Deserve it? No, I don't think he deserved it. I mean, look at his stats. They're phenomenal. Somebody had to kind of take the, how do you say, what, a scapegoat? I don't know. he's a phenomenal coach. And what, like you said, what was it? One play goes the other way. The guy has his job still. Or one ref doesn't throw one flag for a pass interference. It depends on which way you put it. I felt worse about Sean losing his job than I did the Bills losing the game. I was getting over it.
You can't say that. We all feel bad about McDermott, but you can't say you feel worse for him than losing.
Well,
I'm used to losing. Lose every year we lose. So I've protected myself from being hurt because it's happened so many times. The 13-second game will be in my that moment, and I for 1 second thought we're going to the Super Bowl.
We were dancing, everybody, screaming.
I never want to feel that let down again. So until the clock strikes zero, and you know, there was enough time to digest that game wasn't going to end in our favor. Maybe like 2 minutes, you know, it wasn't a 13 second, you know, shot to the heart. This was different. And it's a little easier when you have a child too. That 13 second game, I wasn't a father yet. So like knowing I can wake up to my son makes it a little bit easier than when you're hungover, you know, depressed over your team.
So that's enough Bills on the little dinky podcast. Let me shoot over quickly because last night down here in Miami was a national collegiate championship. Miami, of course, the Hurricanes against Indianapolis.
Hoosiers.
Pardon me?
The Hoosiers, right?
Indiana what?
Hoosiers, right? Aren't they the Hoosiers?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lucy, tell me.
I think so.
Lucy, Hoosiers?
Hoosiers.
There they are. Very good, Lucy. But she's doing a computer thing. The Indiana Hoosiers, it was a lot better of a game than I thought. And Hoosiers looking like the monsters did not cover the spread.
Oh, what was the spread?
7.5.
Oh.
And they won by 6. But what a game.
Honestly, there's a reason why you put the coach as the reason they won. Because the coach went for it at that 4th and 5. Instead of just kicking the field goal, he said he took that risk. And that could have changed the whole game for them. But that quarterback, that Fernando Mendoza, he ran it in and boom, he was getting tackled. And he ran through the tackles through the guys.
Josh can do that. Right?
Yeah, but he's a freshman. He might be. I know he's not as old as the quarterback for Miami because they were saying how the Mariner quarterback is a junior or something.
But the fun, you know, other fun things about that great game, the quarterback for the Hoosiers for Indiana and the coach of the Hurricanes went to the same high school. The kid's a Cuban kid from Miami, and look where he plays.
They kept showing his mommy and his dad and his brother.
That's heartwarming. That's fun. So that's it. Football is not over.
I think Miami lost because we became a Miami fan, and you are the Beloit.
And everything. Yeah, I did it. It was me.
It was.
But anyway, Sunday coming up. The two games, the championships, American League, National League championships. The one game looks like a given, but we can pray.
I want to punish the NFL. I hope that game has horrible ratings.
Oh, it won't. Oh. It won't. People love football, and this is it. There's 3 games left till next year.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're the big games. So that's it.
Nice hat, by the way.
Say again?
He likes your hat.
Thanks for reminding me. Another thing Jake did, and I feel bad talking about it on the podcast because you can't see it.
What do you mean you can't see it? They can
see
you. The
website, you said you didn't put it up yet.
Oh.
Am I correct?
Sorry, I thought you were talking about...
He thought you meant they couldn't see the hat.
Oh, no.
Sorry, yeah.
He made a website that even Paula Zach couldn't have made. Holy shit. He showed me the website on the big screen, and I was knocked out. I told one douchebag to go there. I didn't know you didn't put it up. It's not up yet. How long do you think till it's up, Jake?
A couple of weeks. I gotta get more family members. I need their bios.
Some glitches.
I need
bios.
You cannot add?
I can add.
That website.
We can launch it right now, but the site will be out soon, I promise. People can see it when we'll let you know it's coming.
This website that he created killed me. He's got everything in there. The merchandise, the hats, the hoodies, the t-shirts. But he's got pictures of my career and my life, a zillion, and they're, you know, everybody's.
A lot of that's thanks to Paula Zach. She did a lot of the scanning.
Yeah.
Those are all real photographs that I gave her, hard copy photographs that she turned into digital for us.
And Glenn Galbraith hooked it up too with a lot of really good scanning. He helped me out with some stuff.
Channel 8,
Glenn.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Paul.
I didn't want to talk about the website until people could go to it. Now people are going to be like, when's the website coming? I told you. It's fine.
I can't not. It killed me. It's so phenomenal.
That's why we call Dad the leaker.
Yeah.
So you can't tell him anything, because that's why even any previous people that he worked with, they always didn't tell Weeze anything until
such
the last
bullshit.
Minute.
It's such bullshit. Because in 40 years on air, every friend of mine that ever told me a story and said, not for radio, it did not go on the radio.
But tell me one. There were many times where you did this with the Tuyo. You whispered on the air, on the mic.
They weren't big deals.
Some of them.
They were just stuff.
You were talking about people's bad breath, somebody who has bad breath, and you would be like,
That was some fun shit. I try to remember who came in one day and outed a guy's halitosis.
Oh, God.
Might have been Harry Legg. Harry Legg is a radio guy in New York City. He's a voice guy. He worked at a radio station 100 years ago, and he had a radio name. And one day, about 2 months into his year at the radio, I found out his license, his real name was Harry Legg, his real name. I said, bro, are you kidding me? That's your fucking name. That's the coolest name. That's your real name? And he took my advice, and forever he's been Harry Legg. Go ahead, Harry. Go ahead.
Can we talk about the argument though with the shirts and the merch?
I hate to embarrass you.
I'm bringing it on. I'm asking for
it. Go ahead.
So, I'm interested in what the audience thinks, because I have a specific taste in clothing, and I don't have expensive taste, but I don't like shirts that are just look like your wrinkled toilet paper rolled up in the corner, which. If we go through Weeze's closet, we might find a bit of that.
Not to mention his 30-cent t-shirt that he's wearing that he paid $30 for.
Yeah, so he's stressing out.
Full of shit.
He's stressing out because the cost, the price we want to put these pieces at. And they're really, really nice pieces of clothing. And I've chosen nice things. But I also am considering folks who just want whatever they can get with the logo on it. So there are basic versions of things. If you don't want to spend
the hats,
that'll be a $29 hat right there. And I have another one coming that's got a patch, a rubber patch, smaller.
Same price?
No, a little bit more, because the patches cost more money.
Too goddamn much. Too much.
It's fine. It's basically, long story short, if you like garments that feel good, look good, it aren't just your basic, tee that you can get at any other store with a graphic on it. We have that option, things that I love. If you don't want to spend the extra few dollars, the most basic thing you can imagine, we have that as well. So all the people that Dad thinks we're going to piss off by charging $35 for a t-shirt, then you have the option.
You just went down $5 already. Listen, are you done?
Are you? Bring it on.
I'm waiting for you to be done, then I'm going to talk.
Talk.
I mean, I have how many T-shirts? Billy Dottori, my brother in T-shirt land, who has 8 zillion shirts. I have a ton of shirts. My most expensive T-shirt, and I got a million, is like $29.90.
That's not true, Booby. I'll show you my credit card bill, and I say, show what me. Did you buy? And you say, it's a T-shirt. And I say, it's $40, no, $45.
Bullshit.
I'll
Stop
show you.
Stop lying nope. for Jake.
I'm not.
I don't buy $40
T-shirts. First of all, things went up recently everywhere, by the way. And what Jake is trying to say is he went for a higher quality garment, but he's also having like regular ones. But he's very, he's kind of a
I know people picky. Will like the extra attention to that detail.
The softer some, feel.
If you like a little bit of a better piece of garment, a better shirt, you can get that and it looks sick. Like, I wish I had one on right now. Or like this zip up here.
Yeah, that's a nice zip up.
All right, enough of that too. We gotta entertain.
People ask though, that was half the comments were, where the heck can I get merch? True. It's coming out, I promise. Well, we will have drops. There'll be hoodies, crew necks, hats, okay, T-shirts.
Read what, now this thing that Jake turned me on to, the
YouTube comment section.
Read what AI broke down.
The overwhelmingly positive sentiment from viewers expresses immense excitement and loyalty, indicating a strong existing fan base, eager for consistent new content and specific nostalgic elements. So one thing a lot of people asked was about frequency, format, when are we doing this? How often? We've decided today some things. We're going to do more than once a week. We will do a live segment, if not two a week. We're figuring out specifics. Sunday night's looking like a popular time for us. Haven't figured out the exact time yet, but we're thinking of doing an hour or more live with call-ins once we get the number figured out and set up.
We got a great phone number.
And we're going to do the Throwback Thursdays as a live segment, and then we'll do one or two of these recorded episodes once or twice a week. So hoping to get at least 4 pieces of unique content out per week with along of all the shorts and everything else you're used to.
What else? What's the
merch was the other one. And then the request for specific guests and content themes. So a lot of people... So some names that it pulled out was Tools, Diane. A lot of people want Diane on the show.
A lot of Diane comments.
Definitely get Diane here. Tommy, Marianne Cirque, Brooksy, Polly G, and the other Rochester personalities, along with incorporating old bits and specific nostalgic elements, which we all plan to do.
Right.
It's just a matter of time and getting all that set up. I need to get home. My flight was canceled. I was supposed to be home yesterday, but big storm in Buffalo. So
yeah, I heard it was bad.
Yeah, how about that weather? God damn.
But Rochester got nothing, but Buffalo got hit.
It's cool.
We saw pictures of people sleeping in the throughway rest stops.
Oh, wow.
Lucy, what were you saying?
We got snow, just not as much as Buffalo.
Oh.
Lucy, were you laughing at me? I saw you laughing. What you laughing at? What are you laughing? You have to speak.
Your mic broke up.
Oh, well, it's just my laptop mic.
Oh.
What were you laughing at?
I was laughing at Dad saying that you showed him something cool and it was just the comment section on YouTube.
It's hilarious. I know.
Never seen something like that before.
What was so funny?
When you said Jake showed me something really cool and it was just the comment section on YouTube, which someone like a Lucy probably
You've never seen it. Be honest.
Because I don't go on that, but
well,
that's
me
why
neither. I've never seen it.
Well, you wouldn't see it because
neither of you
before,
right? Because we don't go on it.
You? What do you mean you don't go on it? You?
And by the way, if you didn't have something like we do, this is something. Do you go on there for other stuff?
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have it unless you are putting content out.
There you go.
It's meant for creators.
Oh, but he was like talking about just like the comments.
Yeah. He could have done the same thing on YouTube, logged in essentially, but yeah.
All right. Here's another family beef. It is the Wee's Family Circus. I decided I'm going to buy a BMW. What happened, my neighbor out here, good friend of Doreen's, him, they got two BMWs. Wife has a car, the old man has a convertible. Kevin LeGrette, Rochester's own, king of radio. Kevin LeGrette from L.A. moving to Florida. Two BMWs, his wife Patty and him. The Russians from upstairs.
Why do we have to keep up with the Joneses? Yeah. I don't get it.
I'll tell you.
Why not be different? Has a Mustang and an Infiniti.
Let me explain why. Not because keep up. If it was keep up, you see the cars in our parking lot?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
So?
You know, that's keeping up. Only because of these people I know, Steve and Patty, there must be something great about the vehicle.
No, there's not. And you know what's really cool, actually? Not driving a luxury vehicle.
Not driving what everybody else is driving.
I have a question. Are you getting rid of a car if you get a new car?
Of course. Extra cars.
You know what you're doing is you're paying for an emblem.
Not true.
And for more expensive repairs and parts.
Insurance.
Everything. You're paying for it to sit down there for you to
drive to Poker. That's the only time we drive it.
It's a long ride.
He has to replace his brakes in a vehicle he's had for 2 years. I've had my truck for 5 and I still have the original brakes. You drive like a maniac. Don't get a BMW. It's cool. It's a different conversation.
I mean, I don't think people that have, they're everywhere. I think they're people that want a quality vehicle.
There's
not trying to be cool.
Actually, I just read a thing the other day, and the Infiniti is rated very high compared to any of those other vehicles that you're talking about.
And just so you know, like entry level of those vehicles are going to give you what you already have in your Infiniti. Like you're going to end up spending all this money because you want to get your features, right? Like you pay more for those in luxury vehicles.
First of all, if I shopped, it would have to have more. If it's just the same, I'm not that dumb.
Why don't you just go shopping and just have fun shopping? Yay. And then we'll just leave it at that.
I love shopping.
But you don't buy. You have to not buy the vehicle. You just
I'm
shop.
Not a lot. Well, you think I could buy a goddamn anything?
No.
With this broad?
You know what you said when you woke up this morning and sat down?
What did you say?
You said, I'm getting rid of this couch today.
Yeah. Today.
Today.
Yeah. Anyway,
where's the couch?
Well, because Biatch won't let me get what I want.
You want a spaceship of a couch.
Yeah. One that nobody can cuddle with. We can't cuddle. I can't lay there so you could rub my head while we're watching TV.
I think he should get a chair that he can recline in and do whatever he
I want
with a heater. It's got a heater, massager. It's got controls up the yin yang.
That chair me and Jake saw at the furniture store. Then she goes, no chair.
Okay, let's change the story.
Let me get
the
chair.
I have a story. Can I tell the story of what happened last night?
Can't wait. Oh,
shit. So I take care of the dog mostly every morning. I take her out again every afternoon for playing and activity. Weeze's only job is 80% of the time he has to take her out at night to go pee-pee poopy for the night.
And I do 2 mornings a week minimum.
Okay.
Lately, 3.
For 5 minutes. Okay.
Hour.
Anyway, that's besides the point. Yeah, so he comes back as like 60% of the time, 70% of the time, he comes back in 5 minutes. He goes, "Yep, she pulled me right back. She doesn't have to go." I said, "Oh, really? Like, you know, because I want him to walk her a little bit, but whatever." He comes back. We go to bed last night. He's got this extra down comforter on the bed because he's freezing. And Stevie comes in the room in the middle of the night. I pick her up. I put her on the bed. And I hearing this noise. I thought she was just pawing at the comforter. And I'm laying in bed. And then she jumped right off. And then she came back in shortly after. And I went to put her back on the comforter. And I feel wetness. And I'm like, what is that wet? I'm like, Stevie, her paws are wet. And then I feel the comforter's wet. And I look and there's a huge pee pile on the comforter, like pooled on there. It wasn't soaked in yet.
Let me mention, she's 4 years old, has never peed or pooed in the crib.
Because she wasn't feeling good because her dad gave her bad chicken wings, which that's another story. But so I immediately see, I quickly scoop up the comforter so the urine stays in the comforter, bring it to the bathtub, rinse it, put it in the wash. This is all at 2 a.m, by the way. He's sound asleep, has no clue. Then I come back. I take the time to find another blanket to put on him. Then I take Stevie out. I have to put clothes on, take Stevie out at 2 a.m. So I have like 5 layers on. Take her out. She pees again, does 2 big poops. Come back. As I'm walking in, and I'm like a little aggravated, he sits up in the bed. He goes, "I can't believe you took my comforter off of me."
Well, how am I supposed to know what happened?
I mean,
couldn't, but let me.
You didn't know, but
let me give
put
you
yourself in my shoes.
Let me give you another side. I in the middle of the night, I'm freezing. It's really, it was like 40 the other, right?
40, yeah.
40. I'm freezing my balls off, and I went to bed with a comforter. I wake up, I'm freezing. I go, "What? Where'd the comforter go?" You can't blame me for wondering where.
Did you notice the extra blanket, though, that I put on?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how all that happened.
No, I will give you the credit that you did not know what happened. I said, don't even go there.
The funniest part, though, is yesterday I saw the food sitting on the counter, and I knew it was for Stevie because it was in his bowl, and I said, do not feed Stevie these chicken wings. It is horrible. Like, it's full of grease. It made him sick the day before, and he wants to feed it to his dog. And he told me he wasn't gonna. I think he lied to me. And then he fed the dog. And then at dinner, he's eating ribs, and he's throwing ribs on the floor, feeding the dog.
Just feeding the dog ribs.
And Doreen goes, don't feed the dog the ribs. And he gets really pissed and goes, it's none of your business, actually. And then
so it was definitely the ribs and the wings. It will never happen again. I learned poor Stevie got sick.
Yeah.
And pissed the bed. And then it became your business when you didn't have a blanket covering you up.
And then Jake, I mean, I feel like an extra moron because Jake told me don't give her the wings. But I had just taken 2 good chicken wings and taken each little piece of chicken and put it in the thing.
Yeah, if it's like grilled wings without any garlic or any seasoning like it's fine. But those are deep fried. They're full of grease and they're buffalo sauce. And it's enough in there to make your dog not feel very well.
It was just an interesting night. Just walking in, it's just you couldn't write that. Walking in, I'm aggravated, cold, and you sat up in the bed and yelled at me.
So much going on. I had a terrible poker day. You keep hearing it. I know, but one of my all-time worst was yesterday. 2 bad beats. Bad beats. 1 card. You know, one thing I can be proud of, every time I got my money in, I was ahead. Poker players know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I was ahead every time, and I lost.
Just like the Bills.
I'll tell you what. When you can learn, I'm just changing this. Are you done with the poker thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you learn how to use a backup camera, you can get a BMW.
Oh, go F yourself.
He can't pull the car into the parking spot because it's so tight. And with the mirrors, it's tough, but there's a camera right in the back of the car and you can see right. I pull in 3 seconds. You came up and said it took you 15 minutes and you had to go in frontwards.
Then
you couldn't get out of the vehicle because there's a wall next to you.
Doreen?
I wish I had video of you trying to get out of the car.
No, Doreen?
What?
You told me it's hard for anybody.
To park or to get out of the car?
To get out of the car.
Right, that's why we all back in.
Well, you mean it's different?
Yeah.
Because if you back in, then you have room on the other side. Your passenger can't get
There's only one wall. You're only next to one wall.
Well, let me just say quickly, and she will attest, unless she's just fucking with me, that we have the worst spot in the building.
Oh, yeah.
And I park, I'm a great backer-upper in my car.
But just admit that you do not use the backup camera.
He's a mirror guy. He's always been a mirror guy.
For all the way back from a truck driving, mirrors are everything.
He hates when the mirrors automatically change angle when you're backing up.
Oh, wait a second. But you use the mirror that's a backup camera in the Infiniti. If that mirror, you could do it in that vehicle. You could back in with the Infiniti and not the Mustang.
I back in every day, 100 times.
So when you back in the Infiniti, do you look in the rearview mirror and use, because that's a camera in that one. It's not a mirror.
No, he's side mirrors.
You never look at the rearview mirror when you back up.
Mostly side mirrors.
No, I look at the camera.
You do?
Yeah.
Then how can you not back in with in the Mustang?
Because that little fucking car in that little spot, it kept beeping on.
You got to ignore the beeps. You got to ignore the beeps.
The way it tells you.
No, you're right. The beeps do screw you up.
The way it says I can't tell what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't drive that car. I hate that car.
All right. So this will be fun. I'm going to record you trying to do this.
I was so embarrassed because the guy in the spot just came.
Was he watching you the whole time?
The guy right next, what?
Was he watching you the whole time? Yeah,
I was so embarrassed.
That is embarrassing.
Never seen the guy in my life.
Oh, God.
It sucked.
How long have you been going, Luce?
35 minutes. Mm.
So when you're done, I got a few things to sign off. Because I just, all the things that we want to do, we're just throwing things out there. I will have like a directory and a format officially on the website when it does launch, hopefully next week, where all your questions will be answered on what time we'll do what and when to expect new episodes and when merch will drop and everything else. And if you have any other questions, my email is jake@wheezefamilycircus.com. If someone hit me up about some stuff, it's great. So feel free to reach out directly. Loving all the support. Appreciate all the feedback, and we're super excited to keep things going and get some guests lined up. I know Opie's been was our number one subscriber, I think.
Really? Opie was number one.
By the way, also our first guy that's going to be on the program is going to be a marijuana store, Mikey.
Oh, our first sponsor.
First sponsor,
Cannabis
without
Corner.
Asking, Cannabis Corner on Clifford, right, Jake?
Right by Savoy's Bakery.
My favorite spot.
Right by Savoy's. Jake goes once a week. They got the marijuana. They got the gummies.
The vapes.
They got the vape.
Then you go next door, get some cookies
They got pre-roll marijuana joints. Spliffs, whatever
your favorites, those dog walker ones. Those dog walker ones that you love.
The little joints. Cannabis Corner, Mikey.
It's a good thing we're not qualified for monetization yet because all this.
Oh, by the way, never mind. I don't want New York is one of the few places that won't let the marijuana stores advertise on radio or TV.
Yeah,
it's on other places.
Florida's one of the few places that doesn't have recreational marijuana.
Yeah, well, they have
where
medical,
you live.
Medicinal.
We went on a cruise and Dad had all this stuff and there's like these big signs like absolutely not allowed. When we went, remember when we were in Miami? No marijuana.
No marijuana in your twana to make Lucy's piachi look good.
He lost it.
Okay, that's fun.
That's Listen, we're going to have all the guests that you want. You might be a guest. We're going to have live phones if you want to fuck around. I'm not screening shit. You want to talk bad things? Hit me. You can do it.
Okay, it's time to go get ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream. Have a great night.
On the next episode, we're dropping bombs. You're going to find out everything that happened on Weeze's final show on the air in between each break when everyone was accusing him of lying and
Is that the next show?
That will be the next episode.
That is going to be, you're going to see video of the terrible last day.
All the people that texted and all those mean things that day saying that Weeze was messing with them will feel bad. But Howie, you could say goodbye now.
It's nice to be important, motherfuckers.
But it's more, important to be nice.
Come on, Lucy.
I didn't know I was supposed to do that.
All right. That was
what
good.
What do I do? Hit the red button?
That'll be the last thing you do, yep.
Or the auto button.
No, red button.